Look who just dropped in on 98.9 WYRZ.
Well, look who just dropped in. It's Dr. Eric Spooth from Hendricks Regional Health. And he's going to tell us about the afternoon of April 8th. Hendricks County, all of Hendricks County, will be in the direct path of a total solar eclipse. And Dr. Eric Spooth is here. He's just dropped in to let us know how to view this once-in-a-generation event safely. Tell me about your background and what your team does here and what they do for their patients.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah, the background of an ophthalmologist is a medical doctor who specializes in treatment of patients' eyes and vision. So we attend medical school and then have further training in the field of ophthalmology. So essentially we can take care of patients with simple issues like just needing glasses or contacts, all the way up to more complicated surgical management and treatment.
Excellent. You know, we've always been taught not to look directly into the sun, like ever. Why is an eclipse different?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. And certainly we all know intuitively that it's unsafe to look at the sun. We feel that it hurts. The sun's energy is too intense. But during an eclipse, that's where the action is. That's where the moon and the sun are interacting in a way that we want to see. So that's why it's important to understand that when we do that, when we look at the sun, we have to have necessary precautions to protect our eyes.
You know, it's been said that you can safely view the eclipse with special glasses. Now, how would I know if the glasses that I ordered will do the trick?
Yeah, like we were talking about, we have to take the necessary precautions when we look at the sun. And just a little bit of background before I get into the specificity of the glasses. So we all know the sun's light is bright, but it's also very different. There's aspects of the sun's light that we can't see, but definitely is something that can affect us. For example, ultraviolet light. We can't see that, but that's what causes our skin to sunburn. Also, on the other end of the spectrum is infrared light. Again, we can't see infrared light, but that's what makes the sun feel hot. So even though the sun might be partially blocked and the light that we can see is less, those other aspects of the sun's energy, ultraviolet light and infrared radiation, are still very impactful to our eyes. So in order to protect our eyes, we need to wear what's called eclipse glasses, or they're also called solar shields. It is important to make sure you have the right type of solar shields, and there's a designation that should be on each of those glasses called ISO 12312-2. I know that's cumbersome, but that should be printed on the glasses that you're using, and that's verification that those glasses or lenses will protect your eyes.
We're here with Dr. Eric Spooth, ophthalmologist with Hendricks Regional Health, talking about the eclipse and what it means for your eyes. Where can we pick up these safe glasses?
Yeah, I think that you do have to be careful. And what I was going to suggest is there's a couple of websites that you can go to that have a list of vendors that have been vetted and that have been shown to produce the correct quality or the correct designation of that ISO 12312-2. Those websites are the American Academy of Ophthalmology, which is AAO.org, and also the American Astronomical Society, that's AAS.org. And both those websites have a list of suppliers of safe solar viewers that you can verify that the manufacturer is a vetted, legitimate maker of those solar shields.
We're here with Dr. Eric Spooth, ophthalmologist with Hendricks Regional Health, talking about the eclipse and what it means for your eyes. Now, if we do suffer from what might be temporary blindness because we don't use the right glasses or we're exposed without the glasses, how do we know if it's temporary or if it's permanent?
I think that's a really good question. And first of all, we need to be confident and enjoy this amazing event that we have the privilege of viewing on April the 8th. But the reason that we're talking here is protecting your eyes is important because the damage that can be done is permanent damage. There are no treatments, medicines, or any other therapies that will treat the retina if it's been damaged by the sun. So the most important thing to do is to protect your eyes, like we've mentioned. But if you feel like you've had an effect from unsafe viewing of the sun, the only way to really know that is to visit an ophthalmologist and have a complete exam where we can scan, view, and assess the retina, in particular the macula, to see if that's what's happened.
What would you suggest parents do with especially toddlers if they want to bring them out? Because this is going to be everywhere. It's going to be all over central Indiana. It's really ground zero for this eclipse, and people are taking days days off, pulling kids out of school for this thing at 1 something in the afternoon on April 8th. Any suggestions for people with toddlers or nonverbal babies?
Yeah, I think that's another good question and an important consideration. I think the best answer to that question would be anybody, regardless of age, needs to protect their eyes with the solar shields or eclipse glasses. If a toddler can wear the glasses and not take them off and be supervised appropriately, then I feel like that's very reasonable to, with that supervision and wearing glasses, for a toddler to experience the eclipse. Also, let's exercise good judgment. If a toddler or a child is unwilling or unable to wear glasses, it's best just to keep them indoors and not risk exposure to damaging aspect of the sun's energy.
This has been very helpful. Appreciate you spending some time with us. How can we reach your team at Hendricks Regional Health Ophthalmology Department? That's a mouthful.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we are certainly happy to help patients in this community. The ophthalmology practice here has four doctors that are all eager to assist with any questions or issues with the eyes. Our office phone number directly is area code 317-272-4242. And we're also just really conveniently located just off of US 36 in the Hendricks Medical Complex.
Right here in Avon. Dr. Eric Spooth, thanks for spending some time with us, and thanks for dropping in.
Thanks for dropping in to 98.9 WYRZ.